No, so we have a dear friend of ours we call Seaman. Seaman, he has been unbelievable in his older years.
Oh, my God.
He used to get men. He would have one man. I mean, this is a guy old enough to be our dad, you know? And he is. He's old enough.
Literally,
yeah. Because we met him when we were
older than my mom.
Yeah. So he, yeah. I mean, you know. But anyways, he gets laid non-fucking stop. And this man, you know, I mean, we love him to death, but I mean, he's kind of like a, you'd think he was like, you know.
Yeah, you'd think, oh, he'll be in the home soon. And it's like, no, he's going to be, you know, he's got an appointment twice a day lined up.
He looks like an old hobbit from the Shire. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't go that far, but...
But anyways, just for, you know, sake of, like, visualization, that's what these people need to know, is that... You know, and think of a hobbit from the Shire. He's kind of that guy.
Well, you know, and, yeah, if I was into older guys,
if I was into old hobbits,
he'd be very, and I mean older.
Old hobbits are hard to break.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He looks like an old hobbit.
Yeah, you'd think, oh, he'll be in the home soon.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4672. I say chew. BFO for two. I say Tuesday the 6th of January 2026. Y'all coming up home today. Say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's that time of year again.
They're going back.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Staples. That was easy.
Hello, schoolers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're schoolers today, because y'all, the children that live in Fat Acres, y'all, they're going back to the school today. And so, y'all, and you know what that means. Yes, Big Fatty, it means the traffic will be horrific, yes, y'all, it never fails. Whenever the schools are in session, it is terrible traffic, but, thank goodness. Thank goodness I don't have to deal with it. Y'all, by the way, I saw that, that Gavin, you know, he just recently retired. He posted on Monday, it feels so weird staying up to 8:30 p.m. in the evening on a Sunday. Yes, Big Fatty. And Gavin, get ready and enjoy every minute of it. Yes, Big Fatty. We do indeed, and y'all, we're playing the happy music today because y'all, I've been informed by that X Elevator that Brandon, had his surgery, and he is doing well. A lot of pain, but you know what that means? A lot of good drugs. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, he's in his recovery now, and I'm not gonna get into specifics or anything, but keep him in your thoughts and send good thoughts to Alex and to Brandon. And yes, Big Fatty, and Carolina cheese and provisions. Yes, all of those things. So anyway, and y'all, it's just lovely when things or on the men, so to speak. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, I forgot to tell you when I was washing up my crumb of bread bedspread and all. Y'all, I also decided to have clean sheet night, so I had that on Sunday night. Y'all, I pulled out my heavy duty Verna Wang bedspread. Y'all, it's nice and warm, and put that on the bed, and y'all, it was just slept like a baby on Sunday night. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, other than that, I didn't really. I watched the 60 Minutes on Sunday night. Y'all, they had a story on the mechanicals, and y'all, these robots are running around and doing all this kind of stuff. Y'all, it's both very interesting and very scary. Yes, Big Betty, kind of like a nip. Like I said, slept like a baby, got up on Monday morning, had my coffee. No, let me go back. Y'all, I didn't finish telling you. Sunday night, I packed up the naughty tree. Y'all, I did try out the new spinning tree stand for it, and y'all, it works just perfect, I tell you. Looking forward to putting that up next year and having a naughty and a nice side. Yes, Big Betty. And got all that packed up. Y'all, I had everything done. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, got up on Monday morning, had my coffee. Y'all had a couple of little ham sandwiches and some green crumb tree cookies for my brofkas, and then I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres. I did not do the big circle because y'all, I knew I was gonna get. I was going to get lots of extra steps in because, y'all, Monday was put it all away. Yes, Big Betty. It was, we had to get Crema into the storage area here at the villa. Y'all, I needed to clean out my Mexican luminaries. Oh, yes, Big Betty. Oh, it's always nice to have the cleansed luminaries. Yes, so I rinse them off and put them in the sun. Y'all, it's been gorgeous here today. Got up to 68 degrees. Just lovely. And let's see, what else did I do? Y'all, I had packed up everything, and it was all in the villa. I had to pack up I had taken all the decorations down from outside, but I hadn't packed them into their respective bins, containers. So I got all of that done, and y'all, then I carried the containers to the driveway of the villa so I could just see how much I had to put in and how I was going to do it. Y'all, I had an extra bin or two this year. I don't know how, but I did. And Big Face, because you keep buying shit. Well, that's probably true. And anyway, I started carrying everything out of the villa, and it's all out there on the driveway. If somebody drove by, I'm sure they thought, Jesus, how can one old hobbit have all that crema stuff? Well, Big Fatty, I thought it. Well, thank you. And anyway, so I got it all packed into the to the storage area. The only thing that I need help with is the base piece of the Stow and Grow crema tree, and I'll have to have help with that, and so it's still sitting in the living room, but it's all packaged up in its bag and everything. And y'all, then I came in, y'all, I pulled out a steak I'm gonna have that for my supper on Monday evening, along with the leftover of the scrimp cocktail. So y'all will be a little surf and turf, if you will. And then y'all, I have to tell you, I got from several different folks. Y'all got Lyme reports. You know, I hadn't gotten a Lyme report in a while. Y'all, you know, the turnip head, he always gets the Lyme reports started. He showed a Lyme price of 69 cents. Big Fetty, you know he loved that. And 1.5 pound bag for $4. Y'all, than that, Mr. Mike, you know, he's up there in the Squamish, Northern Mexico. He had four limes for $2. So that's the winning price so far in that Georgian Atlanta. His limes were four for $3. So that was, well, you know what? Four, two, yeah, he had the most expensive. Turnip head was right there in the middle. So anyway, y'all, it was lovely to get a lime report. And y'all, it wasn't in the e-letters. What was it? It was on the, what was it on? It's that that blue butterfly. Y'all, that Matt Burlingame from out there in the Sack of Tomatoes, you know, he does the big gay sex show with that Ouija. He posted something, and y'all, it's a song. It's a special Chaya song, and y'all, it was done by DJ Zbornak. Now, y'all, I didn't know Dorothy's middle initial was J, but it might be DJ, as in disc jockey. And y'all, I haven't listened to it yet, and I'm just gonna put it in right here, and we're all gonna enjoy it together. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Lights low. Door locked. Fat Acres. Special chair engaged. Shirt off, midnight snack, vinyl creep when I lean back. Daily night, but it's after dark, every thought leaves a filthy mark. Gas report, baby, not tonight, this chair knows every move just right. No filter, no shame, no prayer, all hail the throne, the special chair. Voice letters drip through the speakers slow. Ask Big Fatty what you already know. Sit down, spread sound, let the truth vibrate. This is comfort, this is faith. Big Fatty. Sink down, don't fight the fear. Big Fatty. Leather vinyl, sweat is real. Big Fatty. Rock that chair, don't pretend. Natter gets filthy when the night won't end. Creak, thump, natter, moan. Special chair is taking the throne. Creak, thump, feel that clatter. Baby, Big Fatty makes it matter. Explicit tag, you've been warned. This ain't brunch, this porn adjacent form. Crime of light still hanging low. Advent calendar, baby, no Fat Acres pulsing walls thin. Kitchen disco turns to sin. Every story rides that baseline hum. Sit back deep, here it comes. When Bacon's money spin it slow. Routine chaos in a velvet glow. Thousands heard it, thousands know. That chair seen things it won't let go. Big Fatty. Spread the sound, let it ride. Big Fatty. Special chair, don't lie. Big Fatty. Every creak tells a tale. Hands up, boys, let the natter derail. No script, no pants. Just a man. Just a man. And his furniture. If the chair's talking, you're listening. No script, no pants, just a man and his furniture. It's the chairs talking, you're listening. Base up the spine, thought by thought, stream of conscious getting hot. From mundane to downright rude, this chair sets the mood. Big fatty. After midnight, no disguise. Big fatty. Special chair testifies. Big fatty. Ordinary turns up scene. Sit down, strap in, live life between the scenes. This has been the Fat One. Please return the chair. Sticky, sticky, sticky.
Gussie, Matt, that is fantastic. A man, no pants, and his furniture. Oh, I loved it. Just absolutely loved it. Y'all, and they mentioned Fat Acres and Miss Bacon's Money and just all kinds of stuff, crema and all. And yeah, Matt, that's just wonderful. I'm assuming that the Mechanicals did that. Big Fatty, it wasn't Gail nor King. No, it wasn't. Y'all, poor Gail. Gail and King, that y'all, they just get so confused. But that's half the fun. And but Matt, thank you so much for that. I don't know how long it took you to get DJ Zbornak to put all that together, but I'm thoroughly thrilled with it. It's just yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, there was artwork that came with it, and I may have enhanced it slightly, but it's going to be the show art for today's little show. And y'all go over there to the www and take a look and see the artwork. And once again, Matt, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I'm awaiting a call from Chris so we can discuss some more about the leather weekend. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, Singersize resumes on too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, then it's back to the normal too, I say, Tuesday routine with a trip over to Shady Pines. Yes, Big Freddy, you fit right in over there. Well, Yo, I'm going to be 70 this year. Me? Freddy, you're not already? No. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Big Gay Sex Show. That, you know, that's that Matt and Ouija. And guys, what do you think about the fact that Big Fatty's going to be 70 this year?
He looks like an old hobbit.
Yeah, you'd think, oh, he'll be in the home soon.
Well, I'm going to the home for supper later tonight. So thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.